I just got done finished watching the Space Battleship Yamato live-action movie. And there are definitely a lot of changes from the original back in the day, but this reboot... Star Trek, a couple years ago, when they came out, the expectations were so high for it that until you actually watched the movie, you didn't think it would meet the expectations, nary exceed the expectations, which the Star Trek movie did. Rebooted the whole series, and everybody's looking forward to the new movie coming out, hopefully by the end of next year. This movie was a grand slam. And Tim Eldred, I hate to break it to you, but I may have to burn a copy of this. I just simply can't. It's either that or I keep it. I'm sorry. I cannot let go of this because it is such a amazing movie. I really can't tell you how incredible this is to watch a movie that just profoundly moves you like this did. I remember when I was a kid when that series moved me like that. And I'm just sitting here just completely blown away by watching the effects were... There is a definite heavy Battlestar Galactica influence on this movie. You can definitely tell that from the scenery to the way, you know, the design, which is the scenery, of course, the camera angles, the way the ships move in and out, even the Gamelon design, or Gamelus design, looked very much similar to the Cylons' base ships. And the fighters looked somewhat similar, in a way, to the Cylon Raiders. Honestly, they should seriously do a TV series. Ron Moore, David Icke should look at this movie and make it into a TV series for America. Bring Star Blazers. You've got the resources. You can freaking do this. This would be the biggest sci-fi series ever. Better than BSG, B5, The Treks, Firefly, Doctor Who, all of them. It would blow them out of the freaking water if you did it right. If you captured the magic that was in this movie and you put it in a TV series, put it on Showtime, have a tight 10-episode miniseries, Quest for Iskandar, and if it really goes well, leave open the possibility of doing Comet Empire for Series 2. And then you literally could have like 5 years of TV. A 5-year arc a la Babylon 5, if you know about the movies. You gotta watch this thing, folks. It is incredible. It is unreal how good this movie is. Now, maybe it's because I'm a biased Star Trek, a Star Blazers Space Battleship Yamato fan. But it will simply, even if you're not, you gotta watch this thing. It is that freaking awesome. And I am just completely, completely blown away by that. I'm probably gonna have to watch it again here pretty soon because I can't even. Oh my God, it's just amazing. And, you know, rarely in television and movies these days you get that kind of feeling anymore. This does it. So that's my impressions of the live-action Space Battleship Yamato movie. Good night, good luck, you know the rest.